Bishop Peter, and welcome again to Tough Truths. I will indeed be much obliged if you will subscribe by clicking on the red subscribe button below. Please do click it right now so you don't neglect to do it later, and then help share our videos a lot. Well, today it's Honor Thy Father and Mother, part number 76, Exodus 20 and 12 says, Honor Thy Father and Thy Mother. Well, today I'm continuing speaking on Voodoo Family. Well, if or when your parents or a family member diminishes themselves by soliciting your participation in any variant of witchcraftism, you mustn't capitulate, period. Amen. You must stand and fight the good fight of faith and never think to accommodate yourself to, how do I characterize this, their idiotic way of thinking or their perverse ideological orientation, in spite, of course, of whatever systems of incentives they may have put in place to entice you. Well, Proverbs chapter 1 verse 10 says, My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. That is indeed powerful. Well, parents or family members who reduce themselves not only to practice but to demand your involvement in this meaninglessness of witchcraftism have counted themselves unworthy of 1. Your respect, 2. Your admiration, 3. Your attention, and 4. Your subservience. And it will serve you well to refrain from subordinating yourselves to them in every regards, even if they are your parents. Amen. 1 Kings 15 and 13 says, And Maacah, his mother, even her, King Asa removed from being queen because she had made an idol in the grove. And Asa destroyed her idols and burnt it by the brook Kidron. Well, that's a powerful message from King Asa telling us you do not have to be tolerant, obedient, or subservient to the practice of idol worshiping, even from your parents. Well, until next time, here's a friend and partner, Bishop Peter, saying, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. You fear God and you keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of men.